to the third hour of this, the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you like. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. Main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content. Find another talk show that allows you to actually control the stuff that's on the front page of their website. You can actually find something online that you think's interesting, like a YouTube video or blog post or news item. Submit it to our site as show prep. It then shows up and other listeners can vote as to whether they like or dislike it. You get to vote on things as well, and the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the site. So get over there and get interactive over at freetalklive.com as we continue with you and your phone calls about what you want. Let's talk to Tom, listening in Georgia. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Tom is gone, perhaps.
Sounds like he hung up right
Let's
then.
Try Joshua, listening in Alabama, in Huntsville, to WBHP. Hello, Joshua. Joshua, in Alabama.
Hello.
Hey, you're
Hello,
on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm first like to tell you thanks for having me on the show, but I'm a convicted felon for drug charges myself.
Sorry to hear that.
And this is really where all of the problem is coming from, is from the drug war. Just like you said, I've never heard anybody else bringing that point up, but this is really where it's all stemming from, is from the drug war. In 1971, the people had we were declared war on by our own government, and we failed to realize it. We have the power to take care of it ourselves by completely from our government. Let's fail to do so because of propaganda against drugs, false information about drugs.
I missed what you said about what we can do. You kind of broke up for a moment.
Okay. We all have the power.
And it hasn't gotten any better. Tell you what, we'll put you back on hold. Maybe you better get a better cell here in a moment. Let's. I do agree with what I did understand of what he
everything
said.
Everything I've heard, I get the problem.
Yeah, prohibition is the problem. The drug war is a huge issue. It is a war against you and I. It is a war against our friends and our family members.
One point I wish I would have made to John, the correctional officer, former police officer, former Marine.
It was Doug, but anyway.
Doug? I'm sorry, I've got the name wrong. Excuse me. I wish I would have made this point was, you know, he knows as a correctional officer, they can't keep drugs out of their prisons. How in the world are they expecting to keep drugs out of the nation? I mean,
impossible.
It's a complete losing war. All it is throwing money at a situation and hoping that you'll. I don't know what they're hoping.
It's more
just
than
saying
that.
Drugs are bad. That's all they're saying.
Yeah, well, it's more than just throwing money at something, because for all the money they're spending, as you say, they're losing. But in addition, they're throwing lives away as well. You've got innocent people being murdered, shot by the police. You've got the cops killing family dogs. You've got the constant threat of violence against anybody that has a plant in their pocket or a chemical that they prefer. And there's all kinds of damage that is done by this war on drugs, not to mention the destruction of the right to privacy. We were talking about the Fourth Amendment earlier tonight. The Fourth Amendment has been whittled away at because of the war on drugs.
To the point that there really isn't a Fourth Amendment any longer. After Indiana's Supreme Court says that there's no right to resist unlawful police entry at home, then, I mean, where is the Fourth Amendment? I'd say it's gone.
Continue here with your calls. Thomas is listening to Charleston, South Carolina's WSCFM. Hello, right. Thomas.
Yes, I was just pointing out before that I think if you get busted for simple possession or something like that, they should just take your drugs and let you go on down the road. But there is a big thing. We have to keep these drugs away from kids, and that's the main thing. And they really need to come down hard on people who have drugs around kids.
Well, Thomas, which drugs are you talking about? Are you talking about people that drink beer around their kids?
No, well, I don't know if I go that far, but marijuana, cocaine.
Marijuana?
Marijuana like around your kids? I mean, marijuana is far less dangerous than alcohol. Have you ever heard of anybody getting stoned and beating their kids? Because I've heard of people getting drunk and beating their kids.
Not very often.
Yeah, the fact is, I understand where you're coming from, this hypervigilance that that surrounds kids. I've got a three-year-old. I get it. But the fact is that consuming mind-altering substance is an extraordinarily human act. It's as a matter of fact, it's a creature act, because you can watch birds, you can watch mammals, you can watch all kinds of things alter their mental states in nature. And this is just things that people want to do. And if my kid's going to drink, and there's a remarkable chance that my kid is going to drink, I don't want some 14-year-old pimply-faced punk teaching him how to do it. I want to be able to teach him how to do it, a little bit of wine with a meal, maybe a little bit of beer with pizza, as he grows up, so that he understands this important act. And, I find it to be really weird, the idea that I would give my son marijuana. I can't see that occurring in real life. But,
yeah.
It's probably going to try it. When you look at the way things are in this world, the chances are better that my son's going to try marijuana than he's not.
14 years from now, Mark, you'll have to face that one.
It's a reality,
yes, sir.
Right?
I mean, I tried just about everything in my lifetime when I was younger,
yeah.
And when I was a teenager and everything. And I was heavily influenced by when I was a teenager, but it doesn't really do the society too good, but I do not see why they have to go and bust and make such a big deal about some guy with a bag of grass in his car and put him in jail and waste the taxpayers' money. And like that other caller was saying, I know somebody that the state of South Carolina put him through $15,000 worth of training to become a prison guard, and she worked at the prison for about 6 months. And they let her go because she wouldn't go with the flow and go with the way, which was allowing drugs into the prison.
Wow. Thanks for the call tonight, Thomas. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, saying that she wasn't allowed to work there because she wasn't willing to look the other way about drugs.
I was in prison myself for 9 years. I worked as the staff canteen operator. I got to see both sides of things, the officer side of things, the inmate side of things, and certainly some. It wasn't that way at the prison I was at. There's no way that the management of the prison was complicit in bringing stuff in. But I'm certain that's true in some prisons. And I know that officers were bringing drugs in. Sure they were.
Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling from Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, go Ron Paul.
Hey, yeah, he's back at it and doing a great job. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about cops, since you were talking about cops earlier.
All right, go ahead.
And I posted actually a story on the bulletin board about some cops in China that shot some hotel employees, and they wound up getting arrested.
The cops were arrested?
A little differently over there in that communist red China.
Yeah, it's
they actually put their cops away when they shoot people.
I suppose it happens here in the United States too, but it's very interesting to juxtapose red China with God bless America, and to see how tyrannical the United States is becoming over time and how China is becoming more free. I'm not saying that China is as free as the United States. I don't think that numbers bear that out, but it's interesting to look at.
Well, of course, as you guys know, but probably many of your listeners don't, I've been going to China for 17 years since I married my wife, and we were just there in December, and we're going there again in about 3 weeks. But last trip, when I was there in December, we talked with I asked the taxi driver, and my wife asked him about the high-speed chases in China.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that high-speed chases in China have been outlawed because they had a few major accidents where some people got killed. And also the taxi driver said, well, the police cars aren't that fast anyway. They really can't catch any of these private cars because, the private cars are BMWs and stuff like that, and the police are driving these clunky old things. They can't catch anybody anyway.
So they've outlawed high-speed chases, which I think is a smart thing to do because those really put other people in danger, and they're negligible as far as how successful they are in actually bringing somebody to justice. I mean, it would make more sense if you're going to chase somebody to do it through the air with a helicopter
and
or something.
It's not like I feel like I'm in danger in China either, so none of these things are needed in our country.
Gene, thanks for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you. Nice to have you back on the phones. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything you want. The live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. More of your calls, your thoughts coming up. 800-259-9231.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. A conversation about police raids on people's homes, killing innocent human beings, peaceful people. This conversation has morphed into a discussion of how it is that it is completely legal for the police to do these things, and illegal for you to resist in any way, according to a recent Supreme Court decision in Indiana. Even if it's determined that the police's raid was illegal, it's still illegal for you to resist them. Plus, has now kind of turned into a conversation about prohibition in general and how just an awful blight on humanity that prohibition is. And it's too bad nobody really learned their lesson after the first prohibition of alcohol in the 20th century. They went on and prohibited all other manner of mind-altering substances. And, of course, it's been an abject failure from every single metric that you can possibly look at. 1-800-259-9231. If you're about sick and tired of prohibition, then there's really not much that you can do besides beg the politicians where you are to end it, and that hasn't worked very well in most cases. So maybe you want to try a different tactic, one that is a little more unusual, like getting together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people that understand what liberty is all about, not just on the one issue of prohibition, but liberty across the board, understanding that in order to live free, you have to allow others to live free as well, that to be free means that you get to choose for yourself how to live your life and spend your money and save it and give it away and how whatever you want to do, as long as you're not harming anybody else, as long as you're not aggressing against other peaceful people. You can go to porkfest.com to learn about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is being put on by the Free State Project. Now, the reason why Mark and I are here in New Hampshire is because of the Free State Project. We're originally from the Sarasota-Bradenton, Florida area.
Yeah.
And we made the move about late 2006, in Labor Day weekend of 2006, and for the Free State Project, which is a movement of liberty-oriented people all converging into the same place. If you saw Ron Paul speaking from Exeter, New Hampshire yesterday, I think it was, as he announced his presidential candidacy, he was speaking in front of a crowd of people that included people who are here for the Free State Project. In fact, one of the big-time Free Staters, Chris Lawless, was right up there on the stage with Ron Paul. Ron Paul even gave him a shout-out, as a matter of fact. And that's because the Free Staters, the liberty lovers that have come here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, have become a major influence up here already, even early on. And we are really early on in the Free State Project. We've only been here for 4 years, Mark. It's really only been going on here in New Hampshire for maybe 5 or 6. And it just keeps getting better year after year as new people move in here. I think we're up to about 900 people that are here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And there are over 10,800 people that are pledged to make the move to New Hampshire at some point in the future to get active for liberty. And you can join us and join them over at freestateproject.org. And also, come up for the Porcupine Freedom Festival this June 20th through the 26th. It's a great excuse to come up and meet the very people that you hear so much about on this program, whether they be the people involved in the politics, or maybe you're excited by the civil disobedience that's happening up here. All of those folks, for the most part, will be at, with few exceptions, will be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is a huge gathering of liberty-minded people up at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. All kinds of activities, everything from family fun to more adult parties, agorism in action, live performances. Porkfest has something for everyone who loves freedom. Go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, to get registered and use our discount code, which is FREETALKLIVE. Just run that all together as one word, and you'll save 20% on your registration. That's porkfest.com. And we're going to be there broadcasting live throughout the entire event, so look forward to seeing you there as we continue with your phone calls. We've got David listening in Rehoboth Beach to WGMD-FM. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. David?
Can I mention comments about two high school incidences this week?
Sure, what happened?
Okay, I don't know if you've heard that there was a senior at a school in Connecticut. It was a private school who apparently wanted to invite a female friend to go to the prom this year, and he decided, and his name was James Tate, he decided to go ahead and put some big signs on the entrance to this school. That happened in early April sometime, and he was suspended.
What were the signs regarding?
The signs simply said that I would like you, his girlfriend, whoever her name was, to go to the prom with me. That's all he did.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
And
yeah, what they should have done is...
He was suspended, and then because of 200,000 hits on the Internet about this, the school has rescinded the suspension, and because of the suspension, incidentally, he wouldn't be able to attend the prom, but now he's able to attend the prom.
Ah.
Well, that's good to hear. It's nice to hear a little bit of pressure actually applied to these government agencies
and
made a difference.
There's another one, though, that's in the works right now. In Severna Park, Maryland, a suburban community between Baltimore and Washington, about 5 days ago, there was a lacrosse player team which was going to a lacrosse game, and they boarded the bus with all their gear and everything else. And for some reason, somebody in the administration at the school, and this was a public school, decided to look at all their all the students' backpacks and so forth. And then
a suicide bomber in there.
Not really, but okay. In one of the students' packs was found a pocket knife, and in another student's pack was a lighter. Now, okay. It has come out that both of these items, I don't know if you're familiar with lacrosse, I am not either, but I have found out that both a lighter and a knife, a pen knife, are used to help to restring the lacrosse equipment.
Makes sense.
And that's exactly what they did, because there was no facility at the school to help these students.
Did the kids get in trouble, though?
They were suspended.
Wow. Zero tolerance.
Yes. I don't know what's going to happen with this one, but that's in Severna Park, Maryland.
So this is fresh news, then? This just happened recently?
About 4 or 5 days ago, yes.
Thanks for the heads up, David. I appreciate your call tonight at 800-259-9231. We've definitely talked about zero tolerance in the past on this program, and it's just crazy. They will suspend kindergartners for bringing a butter knife into the lunch hall.
There's been instances where kids have received suspensions for
aspirin.
aspirin. Toy guns, and I don't mean a gun you hold in your hand, but the gun that an action figure would hold in its hand. Situations where, a Boy Scout, an Eagle Scout, is suspended for having a small, 3.5-inch blade in a kit. A first aid kit in his car.
Yeah.
I mean, insane stuff. Yep. This is what we subject our kids to?
Well, I wouldn't do it if I were you. And you're not going to do it for Jack, right?
I'm not going to do it for mine.
1-800-259-9231. We continue here. You can bring up anything you like. John is listening in Myrtle Beach. John, you're listening to WRN.
I just wanted to say that I agree that the police are definitely getting out of hand with excessive force. It seems that our rights are being stripped away more and more as we go along, and little by little, this is happening, and that's why it's probably not being noticed as much by the general public, but eventually we're going to wind up completely under the control of the government.
They're going to notice when the – you're absolutely right, and thanks for the call. They're going to notice when the checkpoints start getting set up more often in more places, and when the police start doing house-to-house searches. They'll notice then. Of course, by then it'll be too late. It's Free Talk Live.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. thyroidki.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access, built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. And there are different ways for you to support the show over at freetalklive.com because we give you the website for free. You know, those costs do have to be covered in some ways, but we kind of front the bill and then hope that down the line some of our listeners will find it, find our website good enough to where they'll help us out a little bit by shopping with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. When you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you'll see some links to Amazon. You enter Amazon through one of those links. You probably want to pick the U.S. one if you're in the U.S. or Canada or Germany or U.K. There are also links for you there. But you go into Amazon through that link, and then Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price, whatever it is that you're buying at Amazon. It's the same Amazon with the same free Super Saver shipping deals on a lot of their brand-new items. Even used items you can purchase through Amazon. Dozens of categories and hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of items. They've got a lot of stuff. Go and get your shopping done at shop.freetalklive.com. Now, Amazon doesn't take bitcoins yet, but bitcoins are an up-and-coming alternative currency. In fact, they're the only digital, anonymous, peer-to-peer currency that I am aware of, and they've been skyrocketing in value over the last 2 months. Like, insane. It just keeps going up. Since we started talking about Bitcoin officially on this show, it's probably
gone from like $2 to $10 per Bitcoin
it's
unit.
It's quadrupled in value, and it quadrupled in value before that, like the month before that. Anyway, tell me more about Bitcoin.
Yeah, if you're tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet, and you're tired of banks charging you fees, and you want to take back control of your own money, take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency, and it's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. Can't say that about the dollar. You can use bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value seems to be only growing with time. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org.
And
if they continue to grow in value the way they have been over the past couple of weeks, whatever you put in now will double inside of 2 weeks. Weusecoins.org.
If.
That's it. I only said if. I can't make any guarantees.
We have no idea what's going to happen with Bitcoin. I mean, it's brand new. It's fascinating. And it's working. Apparently, it's working very well. So it was weusecoins.org, right?
Weusecoins.org.
All right. So our number here tonight, 800-259-9231, as we continue taking your phone calls about what you'd like. Let's talk to Jim in Rio Grande, New Jersey, listening to WGMD in Delaware. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Jim?
I enjoy your program.
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
We've got a big problem in Cape May County.
What's that?
My son's a commercial fisherman, and he was out on the ocean over 328 days last year. Well, they got an outfit here called DIFAS, the Division of Youth and Family Services.
Oh, boy.
Well, all of a sudden, they show up at my son's missus' door, and they said, we have a report that you're an unfit mother, and you have to hand the baby over to us.
Wow.
And you've got to take 36 weeks of classes. And after you pass the 36 weeks of classes, you can get your baby back. And she says, well, why am I unfit? You see, she suffers from OCS, which means she's a very clean, neat person. And they said, well, we have an anonymous tip that this is an animal house, drug parties going on here all the time, pot and being smoked in front of this with a child in the house, and so therefore that gives us the right to take them. And she said, wait a minute, can I take a test? I mean, you know, well, anyway, they said, listen, right now we're going to come in and search your house from top to bottom, and you got to let us. They searched that house. They tore it apart, closets, every drawer, under mattresses, the whole 10 yards. Not one thing. She told him, she says, look, a retired Superior Court judge lives right behind us. He's in a two-story house. He looks right over our fence into our yard all the time. Please go ask him. You know, he comments to everybody about what nice neighbors we are. So anyway, they said, well, look, the anonymous person said that the little boy has set several house fires. She said, what? He's just turned 3 years old. The anonymous tipster thought that he was 7 or 8 because of his size. He's big for his age.
That's big. Three-year-old looks like a 7 or 8-year-old.
Yeah, he is. He's a big boy. She said, please call the fire department. She said, oh, don't worry. We do that next. They said, can't give us the child.
So hold on just a second. They don't call and verify any of the accusations that they can verify before they come and shake down this person's house? I mean, you'd think that they'd test that.
You'd think they would call the police department and verify it. Well, they held her. And then they sent somebody to the police department, and the police department says, well, wait a minute, there's never been any fires there. They've been living there for 4 years, and we've never been called for any kind of complaint. It's not a drug house, or we would know about it, because this is a very small community.
Mm-hmm.
The people came back, the DIFAS people came back and said, it doesn't matter. The complaint was filed. You got to do the 36 weeks. Hand us the baby. She said, as you can see, the baby's not here. He's with his grandfather.
Hmm.
That was me.
I wouldn't have told them that.
I wouldn't have told them that. I happened to have been on the road. She called me. I said, okay, well, guess what? I just crossed over into Delaware, and I'm not coming back into New Jersey. And she said, don't.
Good for you.
They said if I didn't bring the baby back, they were going to file kidnapping charges on me because technically the state of New Jersey now owns that child.
Wow.
The state believes it owns every child already.
Yeah. I said, get me somebody on the phone. I talked to two different supervisors. They told me that's how it is now. I said, look, you're taking the word from somebody anonymously,
it's
and
crazy.
Now you know that the person lied to you, and you still say we got to hand the baby over? I said, it ain't never going to happen.
Good for you,
come
man.
Come and get me, lock me up, and guess what? I just switched my vehicle with a friend, and I'm going to go switch it with another friend, and I'm going to keep switching until I get across the United States, and you ain't never going to find me. You got to stop this crap.
Good for you, brother. I appreciate the call and the story. Good luck out there. It's horrifying, and it's not uncommon.
Yeah, we get calls like this all the time, and people say, well, we got to have CPS to protect the children against terrible parents. You know, I mean, it seems to me like the terrible parents get to keep their kids, and the CPS spends a lot of time going after people who aren't terrible parents. I don't know. That's just my experience. That's just what I see. I mean,
I
you're talking
care.
About taking...
I don't care if they actually do the right thing sometimes and separate kids from bad parents. It's all the times that they've hurt people and destroyed families who have not ever done anything wrong. There's so many stories like that that it's just... It's despicable what these people are doing. By the way, if I may suggest... And by the way, Jim did the right thing as far as I'm concerned. Not going and jumping
to these people.
These bureaucrats making demands.
These kidnappers.
It had to be... That's a ballsy thing to do, though, yeah. in the face of a kidnapping threat. But good on him for doing it. And I don't know what the situation was when his son opened that door. Maybe they had the cops out there. They likely did if they were demanding the kid at that time. And that can be very intimidating to people. But in no way, shape, or form does it benefit you to give information to these people. I mean, for instance, if the son or daughter hadn't said, oh, yeah, our son's with granddad, then they wouldn't have known where he is at that point. And if they wouldn't have answered the door, then they wouldn't have gotten any information out of them. So I can't, you know, I'm not a lawyer, but I wouldn't recommend talking to these people.
Right. People will say that we need CPS, that, you know, sure, they make some mistakes. They'd never defend one guy who makes some kind of terrible mistake in his life, whether it's rape or murder or something like that. They'll defend an organization that does it time after time.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to restoreyourhealthnow.com and choose liquid zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time for you and your thoughts if you are on the line. If you are not, well, call us back another night because we are, or call us another night because we do this thing 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday. And as we mentioned before, if you don't get it all 6 nights, then call your local radio station and ask them why. Actually, if you do get it a little bit, maybe like just the Saturday night show, call them and thank them for airing the Saturday show and then ask real nice like to get more of our weekday program, because we do this thing all the time. And if you've missed a moment, you can always go and grab them over at freetalklive.com via the archives, the podcast, etc. All of it's free, of course, over at freetalklive.com. This program brought to you by SACL, CAI.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. They know that how they treat your customer reflects on you, and their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. You can know that your business is being handled properly with SACL CAI, and if you have any questions, everything's recorded. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so let's continue with your phone calls here. Scott, listening in West Virginia to WBTS in Charleston. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, fellas. That last caller, I tell you, that one really rubbed me the wrong way. I don't want to be off topic, but I want to say something about that real quick.
There is no off topic on this show, sir. It's Free Talk Live, so say whatever you want.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, I've seen the child CPS, or Child Procurement Services, as I like to call them, around here. I had a friend of mine that was I was managing some rental property for this bunch, and They were tenants in one of the houses that I was, and I happened to be there. This was a winter day, and I was over there working on the heat and trying to get them going. And CPS worker shows up with his kid. Well, I've known this cat for years. I mean, good people. You know
the worker or the tenant?
No, the tenant. I've known him for years. I was the one working.
Okay.
And anyways, this CPS worker comes up there, and she demands to talk to the kids and wants to talk to the parents and talk to the kids alone without the parents. And I looked over, and I said, no, I don't think you better do that. And she goes, who are you? And I said, doesn't matter who I am, ma'am. I said, let me tell you something. I said, one, this man is not a ward of the state. His kids aren't wards of the state either. Get off of my land. And by God, she left.
Wow.
She says, well, we'll be back. And I said, fine, we'll talk to them too. I said, but they've done nothing wrong. Get off of here.
Yeah, come on back. I'll have a video camera for you next time, lady.
That's what you need. Every time. You need a video camera if you're dealing with these people.
That's right. And the topic I did call about was, there was a call earlier about zero tolerance. And as far as I'm concerned about zero tolerance, it ought to be zero intelligence when you deal with these people. But I tell you, when I get around them, my IQ points drop sharply, so I have a tendency to stay away from them.
Great call tonight. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate hearing from you, man. Let's talk to Ethan, listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to WSC-FM. Hello, Ethan.
Hey, how's it going?
This is Pete.
I'm doing great. I just wanted to call in today and talk about Facebook. It's the elephant in the room no one really talks about, but I think it's highly hypocritical that, Facebook is over there spreading democracy and freedom in the Middle East with all these wars and problems, yet if Americans like us try to organize ideas like this on Facebook, we face censorship. Yes, absolutely. I don't want to get involved or talk about what wars, but Middle Eastern wars is putting pictures up. Anyone who was doing things like me, it was an incursion they did in the summer when the colleges weren't in. We tried to, everybody on Facebook tried to put, the word out, and they deleted every one of our profiles. And I'm not trying to get in the middle of this. I think that everyone needs to stop fighting, but it was about Gaza and Israel.
So you were trying to spread some sort of word about Gaza on Facebook, and you believe that you were targeted for this?
No, they did. Their vague terms and conditions policy was very, it said that was the reason that they deleted my profile. I wrote them a letter saying I wanted it reinstated or deleted off of their servers, and I let everyone know to do that, and they brought them back the last day of the incursion when Israel pulled out Palestine. Everybody's profiles are reinstated. And it can't be a coincidence if it's that. It just can't. And then Facebook, I'm sure you've heard about, there's reports about companies, they say, and they have gotten people's personal information, even to the point where they have messaged people acting like others. And I mean, on top of that, there's a lot of technology. I'm getting all over the place here.
Yeah, I noticed. Technology is a double-edged sword, of course.
I think you have far more to worry about with the government losing your information than you do with Facebook propagating it.
But no doubt.
I'm not saying that it's not a concern, but there's bigger concerns.
Ethan, thanks for the call. There's no doubt that there is a legitimate concern with the idea of these mega conglomerate corporation things being used by the government, being used essentially as an information gathering tool by the government. And if you're concerned at all about privacy, you probably shouldn't be on Facebook. I mean, if you are concerned about losing your information to the government, then you can better believe that Facebook is going to open themselves up like a book to the government whenever the government wants to get information from them. All that said, I use Facebook. Free Talk Live is on Facebook. Facebook is an incredibly useful activist organizing tool. We've got activism up here in New Hampshire where lots of things are being put together on Facebook and off. There are other venues for it here, too. But Facebook isn't a very important, I think, a tool in the activist repertoire. And as long as your account hasn't been shut down, if you find it useful, then I say keep at it. But just be aware that anything that you put there is certainly subject to being seen by the so-called authorities. Let's continue here with your phone calls. By the way, if you want to, go to look up Free Talk Live, find our page on Facebook, and click the like button, because sometimes we give away stuff on there, and we'd appreciate that.
Yes, I do.
All right, so let's continue here with your calls. Josh, listening in Delaware to WGMD. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live with the NMR.
Hey.
Josh, you need to turn down your radio,
otherwise you're going to be confused.
Yeah.
Okay. I have two topics I really would like to talk about.
We've got time for one. Pick one.
One is about school bullying. Now, a lot of the principals and school administrators say that they take bullying seriously, but really, they really don't.
What do you mean?
I'm a student at Georgetown Middle School, and I've been bullied a lot of times, and a lot of the school counselors and principals don't do anything about it.
Really? So, like, you identify who the bully is, you go to the counselors or the principals,
yes.
And then nothing happens?
Nothing happens.
Why do you think that is?
Yes. I really don't know. They take bullying not as seriously as they say they do. They say it, but they really don't do it.
Do you think it's because maybe the bullies are, you know, like the son of somebody that works for the school, or maybe a...
No.
No?
I know a lot of them kids, and one of them is, his name is Austin, and he always messes with people, but when we go down to the counselor, nothing happens to him.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear about that. The only solution, I guess, is to get out of the government school. Maybe you should talk to your parents about homeschooling or unschooling. That might be worth it for them to look into. And thanks for the call tonight as we continue with Kevin listening in. Because what else can you do? I mean, the government school system isn't going to change because you ask them to.
It takes a bunch of different types of people from different types of places, puts them together, and bullying happens. It happens. It happened to me. It happens to everybody.
The only real solution is to get the heck out of government school. Get your kids out of government schools. It happened to me, too, when I was in government school. And then I kind of carried on the cycle of violence a little bit by doing a little bit of bullying on my own when I got older.
Yeah, yeah, that occurred for me too. It happened at private school that I went to too. Not a fan of putting a bunch of kids the same age in a classroom. It looks like Lord of the Flies.
It's a terrible way to encourage people to be mature is by putting people around others who are not mature either. Let's talk to Kevin listening in Indy to WXNT. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark.
Okay, quickly. Indiana, all criminal assets seized are supposed to go in the general school fund. However, they've been going to small town courts, especially small towns, to pay for judges' pensions and run the police force. The governor stepped in and said that's illegal. It won't go on. It's going to go in the general school fund. But my opinion is now in the state of Indiana, according to charter, everyone has the right to a free education, but I don't believe in an educational system that's failed, and I shouldn't have to pay for other children's to go to schools. What do you guys think?
Absolutely. The whole idea that there's some sort of right to an education it just suggests that there's a right to force people to provide some sort of a service to people. And, of course, the way that's being paid for is by forcing property owners to pay into that system.
Right. I mean, I've got a son. He's 3 years old. I'm teaching him right now. Every dollar they steal from me to educate their kids is a dollar they're taking from my son that I could be using to educate him. This isn't about educating. This is about putting money in the pockets of other people and middle-class welfare. I mean, most of the people that go to these schools are not poor people, and that's what everybody will fall back on when they talk about it.
We
got to
go. See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.